radio show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 4th, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. Absolutely. Well, ladies, did you have a peaceful, joyful, and productive weekend? I spent some time reading books on productivity, on leadership, and I felt such a surge of energy as I was reading them. And you know what? I realized that the energy was coming from the fact that I placed myself in an environment of receiving wisdom, learning, and positivity. You know, when we put ourselves in the right environment, the right things start to happen. We start to get better ideas about how to grow our business and how to be better people, right? And so it's important for you to embrace the power of reading as well. You know what I always say? Now, one book per month can add over 120 years of wisdom to your life. Now, you can just imagine for those who read 3, 4, and 5 books per month. My goodness, you know, they are beaming full of knowledge and wisdom and information that they have received. Now, you have to do a little bit more than just read it, though, right? Absolutely. You have to be willing not only to receive it, but you have to be willing to implement what you are reading and constantly asking yourself questions of, you know, how can I apply this to my life? How can I make changes and apply this to my business? How can I be just as effective as the author was with what they were doing? And so, again, you have to make sure that you not only read, but that you implement and that you absorb and that you are always constantly asking yourself the questions that you need to, okay? So a big question that I want you to ask yourself right now is, am I ready to be the driver of my success? Again, am I ready to be the driver of my success? You see, ladies, I'm driving my business vehicle, and I am definitely leading my business to the next level. And I invite you to embrace this thought path as well. Now, as you can all see and experience, time is moving swiftly, and of course, first quarter 2016 has come and gone. And it's so important to stay on top of what's priority in your business and stay on top of the numbers, which really will give you the truth about how your business is performing and how it is doing. Now, I am excited about April for so many reasons. First of all, I'm excited about April because of our theme. Our theme for this month is Women Making It Happen. This month, our theme, all this month, we will be honoring Women About Biz members who have stepped out of the box and stepped up to the plate of accomplishing their dreams and their goals. Today, I will be setting the stage with the topic, 7 ways to shift your business onto a successful path. And then starting on next Monday, April the 11th, through the rest of this month, every Monday, you'll get a chance to meet and know Women About Biz members who are all making it happen in their business. And this is just a small amount of ladies that I am introducing to you. My goal is to continue every month from this point forward in sharing with you Women About Biz members who are definitely making it happen in their business. Today, we're going to be talking about, you know, well, what is making it happen? Exactly what does that mean? And how can I start making it happen for myself, which is so very, very important. I also am excited about this month in April for 2 other reasons. Number one, it is my wedding anniversary on the 6th, which is this Wednesday, and my husband Robert and I will be celebrating our 33rd wedding anniversary and together for over 35 years. So I'm very, very excited for that. And then, of course, I am so blessed and honored that my birthday is this month also, April 24th. And I'm excited because God has saw it necessary that I still be here and that he has still has things for me to do. And so I am gearing up to celebrate my birthday this month as well. So this month is just wonderful. We've got so many things going on over at Women About Biz, as well as we prepare for our program, Spring Into Success, and I'll be sharing a little bit more of information about that with you today as well. And our group coaching is getting ready to get started for this month. So we've got a lot going on. Also, later on in the show, I will be giving away a prize. I'll be giving away one clarity session, and I'll also be giving away a couple of passes to some of our networking events, Busy Woman Virtual Networking, and also for those of you who are local here in the Metro Atlanta area, I'll be giving away a pass to one of our Business Women's Night Out events as well. So this is a great time, ladies, for you to share the show with someone that you know, with another businesswoman who you know needs inspiration, needs encouragement, needs motivation. She needs information to move her business forward to the next level. And of course, you can get all of those things right here every Monday at 12 noon Eastern on Successful Woman Radio. So again, this is a great opportunity to click over on another line and share that today's broadcast is live with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. If you have a pen in hand, you can have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. I want to go right ahead and let you know some of the things that are coming up on the show today. Again, we've got five questions to help you take control in 2016. And of course, we continue on this month with the same book we had last, which was Building a $1 Million Business by Susan Wilson Sulovic. And today we're going to be reading from Chapter 4, Create the Right Business Plan. And for those of you that are following along, it's on page 55. And of course, upcoming events at Women About Biz, everything from group coaching, our real estate investing program, Business Women's Night Out events, Busy Woman Virtual Networking. Got a couple prizes to give away and so much more. So again, make sure you share the show, whether it's flashing over on another line and sharing the number with another businesswoman, or whether it's, you know, going on your favorite social media outlet and posting that Successful Woman Radio is on the air live. If you want the link directly to our show where you can listen to it from your smart device, it is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. All together, spelled all the way out. Okay. I am just excited. I am just so ready to see huge things happen with my company, Women About Biz, this year. And I know that you are ready to see things happen for yourself as well. So let's get started, first of all, by going right into taking control questions in 2016. Now, these are five take control questions that you can ask yourself anytime that you need to, whether it's once a day, three or four times a day, however many times you need to. Starting with question number one, it is, am I clear on my business goals for this week? You know, I was just reading a couple of articles in Forbes magazine where they were saying that the average small business owner is not doing well in their business because they don't have the clarity necessary to take the business to the next level. And I absolutely agree. It is no... I would say it is no secret that a lot of small business owners get knocked off track with too many busy activities instead of the right type of activities. And so to put yourself in check on that, I really do encourage you that every Sunday you need to be clear about the goals that you're trying to accomplish for the new week coming up. Then here's number two in the five take control questions. Have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals. You know, it's one thing to set goals, but it's a whole nother thing to identify all of the tasks, or better known as the to-do items, that support your goals. You see, goals are meant to be implemented, to have action taken on them. And so the only way we can do that is by breaking out all of the steps necessary to accomplish that goal. And of course, we call those steps tasks or to-do items. Here's number three. Am I being the leader of my business? Am I being the leader? I mean, you really have to sit down and ask yourself this question. And you may get a different answer every time you ask yourself that question. But I want to slow down right now and just share with you some of the things that I have learned for myself as I asked myself that question this morning. You know, I've been reading several books. You know, our book of the month, The Girl's Guide to Building a $1 Million Business. I went back and I looked over Brian Tracy's book, No Excuses. I went back and I looked at Wayne Dyer's book, Excuses Be Gone. And then I thought so much about my ability to lead and where I needed to have improvements at. And so as I was asking myself the five take control questions, I slowed down on question number three, am I being the leader of my business? And it's not enough to say, yes, I think I am leading my business, because let's face it, oftentimes people in general, we can all be very cocky. We can all be too self-assured that we're doing something correctly, which is why we need measurement systems, which is why we need to hold ourselves accountable. So it was interesting. I said, as I answered that question, yeah, I think I'm being a good leader for my business. And then as I answered that question and was getting ready to go on to question number four, I went back to it. And I said to myself, am I really being authentic here? Am I really being brutally honest with myself? And then I had to answer honestly, no. What are some of the things that I can improve in as a leader for Women About Biz? What can I do? And I realized that one of the things that I do is I still hold on to too many tasks. I'm still not delegating as I should. And that really does go to having a lack of trust in other people being able to adequately help me. And maybe it's from experience. We've all had experiences with, you know, what we call bad help, or people not doing what they need to be doing. And so as a result, we sometimes just take it and do it ourselves. So I thought, well, that's not a good leader, because a leader has to have a great team. And so I'm just keeping it real with you today. I'm just being transparent, because we all need to be better leaders for our business. And the one thing that I do know is that I am definitely not trying to create a job for myself, a glorified position. I really want to be a business owner. And so one of the things that I read this past weekend was all about how so many small business owners have really created glorified jobs for themselves. And they are not in business to make money. They're in a job. And so if they stop doing what they're doing, they will no longer be able to actually run the business. If they stop doing what they're doing, the business would fail. It would drop by the wayside, because they have not set systems in place. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on as I give you, you know, some great tips on how to better lead your company. Okay. And here's number four in five take control questions. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Again, am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Now, ladies, I want to just say right now, these questions can literally change the way you run your business if you allow yourself to be brutally honest, you know, in answering them. You can't just fly by these questions and think that just by positively answering them to what you want to hear, that everything's going to be all right. Because any potential problems that stem out of the topics of these questions they are still going to be there, okay? So number four is, am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? And if you're not, then this particular question really is, it's a big factor as to why a lot of business owners are not generating revenue. Because in order to generate revenue, we need leads, right? We need opportunities, and then we need to follow up with calls and with emails to those individuals who are either prospects or current customers. If we're not doing that, then guess what, ladies? You're going to see a slowdown or almost a standstill at money coming into your business. And last but not least, in the five take control questions for 2016 is, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Now, you know, as women, we all have commonalities, okay? And one of the things that I have learned over this past 20 plus years and working with women and coaching women and consulting, I have learned that some of the commonalities that we have is that we really don't like to look at the numbers if we think that they are going to be in the negative or not high enough for our business. We have a tendency to stray ourselves away from looking at the checking account, looking at the cash flow or the balance sheet. We don't want to see it. In other words, we say to ourselves in our minds, shoot, I already know that I don't have the money that I want to have. So why do I need to look at my checking account, or why do I need to look at my cash flow sheet or my bookkeeping? What's the whole purpose of that if I already know that there's not enough money? Well, purpose is that as a leader in your company, you not only need to know that you may not have enough money in your company to make things happen, but you need to understand why. And looking at the numbers will encourage you to start investigating why the money is not there. And of course, the reasons run the gamut, because each businesswoman and her company is different. And you have to investigate that. You have to know why. And it is holding yourself accountable to the numbers. It is measuring the numbers that is going to help you grow if you allow it to. You can't just get mad. Oh, no. You just can't get mad with yourself and say, well, you know, shoot, I'm tired of not having any money. I'm never going to look at my checking account because the money's never going to be there. That's thinking in the negative. That's not what you want to do. You want to look at it and say, well, the numbers are not reflecting the goals that I have for myself financially. So I need to set myself down and figure out how to increase the numbers. And I need to evaluate why the numbers are not where they need to be. As a leader, that is the thought path that you should be taking. So ladies, it's keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. That's what it's all about on the journey of business, okay? And no one is perfect. No one has a perfect business. You're always going to have your ups and downs sometimes, but we can have more ups. We can see more money being generated. We can see more customers coming through when we are willing to be the leader of our destiny, when we are willing to be the leaders of our own success. So I want you to take these five questions, and I want you to hold them close and dear to your heart. And I want you to get serious about asking yourself these five take control questions. And again, quickly, they are, am I clear on my business goals this week? Have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Am I being the leader of my business? Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? And lastly, number five, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? There it is, ladies. Make it happen for yourself by asking yourself these questions as often as you need to. 12:19 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And again, our theme for the month of April is Women Making It Happen. And today I'm going to be sharing with you seven ways your business onto a successful path. So stay tuned. Right now, we're going to go ahead and go right into some of our Women About Biz announcements. And I hope that you all have been visiting womenaboutbiz.com at least once or twice a week to keep up with what's going on. I want to remind all of you that this month will be the last month that we actually offer the Clarity Session special. Right now, the Clarity Sessions are going for $49. And this is a 1.5-hour coaching intensive where you will be helped to gain clarity on your business vision, your goals, and what it will take for you to start getting positive results in your business. So for a limited time, we have been doing several clarity sessions every day. And so you want to make sure that you take advantage of this. It's regular $99, but you can get it for $49 through the rest of this month. And this is the last month that we're actually offering the clarity session at this low rate. So make sure you take advantage of it. Okay. So I want to just kind of share with you, what is clarity? You know, why is it that you need to have a clarity session? Well, I can only share with you my own story, okay? Before I had clarity about what I truly wanted to pursue, I was always literally a jumper, jumping into business opportunities or looking for the next best thing, thinking it was going to make me that $1 million or getting myself involved in activities where I was helping everyone else but myself. And then one day, you know, after being tired of being tired, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like you have been just doing so much and you know you've been so busy, but the money is not there to justify all of that busyness. You just get tired of being tired. I had a huge aha moment. And what I realized was that I couldn't help anyone participate in anyone else's activities or even, I couldn't even financially bless anyone else until I was able to help myself. And so, ladies, I knew right away that I needed clarity, clarity to figure out my business vision and the blueprint to start making it happen. And so after soul searching, looking at my strengths and being honest with myself, Women About Biz was born, and I have never looked back. I worked with a coach and a consultant and an accountant to get myself straight to understand what I needed to do to be the leader of my company. And since then, I've been able to help hundreds of other women gain clarity on their vision, their purpose, and their goals. And I would love to help you gain clarity as well. So a clarity session benefits you in these ways. It will help you to identify your primary business vision that you would like to accomplish within, let's say, 90 days to 1 year. You'll also be able to identify goals to support that business vision and then know the role you need to play to accomplish the vision, which is so very, very important. You'll know the activities you must eliminate to achieve your business success, and I'm going to help you identify positive habits you must adopt to ensure consistency in your business success. So that's what the clarity session is all about. And, you know, again, I try to be as transparent as I possibly can be because it is my desire that you not only learn from my successes, but that you also learn from my mistakes, from my failures, and from my lessons learned that I share with you. So again, if you haven't, consider having a clarity session. And to learn more about the clarity session, you can visit Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com. And right there on the front page, as you scroll down just a little in the middle column, you'll see introducing the all new clarity session. So take advantage of it. Save yourself $50 by going ahead and registering for your clarity session today. It is 12:23 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I want to go ahead right now to our book club book of the month, The Girl's Guide to Building a $1 Million Business by Susan Wilson Sullivan. This is just such a wonderful book, and I'm going to be reading to you from Chapter 4, Create the Vision. And the particular part of this book that I'm going to be reading is called Create the Right business plan. Okay. And for those of you that have the book, I know many of you have emailed me or chatted me up on Facebook and say, I just purchased the book. So I'm so excited about that. Go on page 55. And again, I'll be reading from the portion, Create the Right Business Plan. The author goes on to say, business plans have been referred to as the water for a thirsty plant. They keep businesses alive, thriving, and vital. If they have a plan at all, many entrepreneurs keep it in their heads and never take the time to write it down. There's a television commercial where the wife points to her husband's head and says, "Our sales figures are all in there." That's pretty typical. Entrepreneurs often manage with a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants approach, relying on their street smarts and intuition. If that has worked for you so far, well, that's great. Good for you. But listen to me carefully, she says. If you don't plan for growth, you may grow, but it's unlikely you'll be able to sustain it. Ever seen a chicken slaughtered for Sunday dinner? Well, I have, she says. I grew up in the country. I spent quite a bit of time on the farm when I was a little girl, so I had the opportunity to watch this activity a number of times. She says, when you cut off the chicken's head, you have to hold on really tight, because if you don't, it will get away from you and start flapping all over the barnyard. Although the headless chicken stirs up quite a ruckus, she says, I guarantee you it's dead. You might wonder, where am I going with this crazy story? Well, she says, it's a simple analogy. If you don't plan for your business growth, it's just like that chicken. You might flap a while all around, but your company will be just as dead as the beheaded chicken. Planning for growth is essential. According to Price Cooper Waterhouse survey, two-thirds of CEOs of fast growth companies report having some type of growth plan in place. Former President Dwight D. Eisenhower once said, plans are nothing. Planning is everything. Let me read that again. The quote from Dwight D. Eisenhower was, plans are nothing, but planning is everything. The exercise of drafting your plan is more important than the actual plan itself, she says, because it makes you think through the next steps and focus on your strategies, expenses, revenues, and profitability. When I look back on some of the initial business plans we wrote for SBTV.com, I have to chuckle. While our core business strategy has stayed on target, our business has evolved and matured over time. Some of the ideas we had early on just didn't work or ended up not making sense. A good business plan isn't meant to be written once and never touched again, she says. It changes as your business changes and evolves. The value of writing the business plan is the actual exercise of writing it. And of course, she goes on to give the various parts of the business plan. And I think the big thing that you need to get out of this section and create the right business plan is that you do need one. Now, that doesn't mean that you need a 50-page business plan, but it does mean that you need to have at least a strategy. You need to at least have a blueprint that you are going to make a commitment to operate from for at least 6 months to a year, and then it will evolve and it will change as your company grows. You will see the need to have a much longer and extended business plan. So I've just read from the book, The Girl's Guide to Building a $1 Million Business by author Susan Wilson Sullivic, and she is the CEO and founder of Small Business TV. So I'm very, very excited that so many of you have been reading the book, and I've been getting great email feedback from a lot of you saying that you've been having some aha moments. So I'm very, very excited about that. I want to also call your attention to the fact that at Women About Biz, we'll be getting started with our special coaching program coming up in the second week of April, Spring into Success 26. team. All during the month of April, you'll have the opportunity to get the resources, tools, and support to set your business goal utilizing our 30-day Making It Happen system. And this program, particularly, ladies, is all about accountability, encouragement, and results. So what's included is going to be our Spring Into Success virtual boot camp, our weekly success calls, our Spring Into Success coaching session for each person, and you'll get our Spring Into Success workbook. So stay tuned, because you're going to hear a lot of information about that going on Women About Biz and also at Successful Woman Radio. And of course, our first orientation for Spring Into Success is going to be occurring, and I believe it is going to be on Thursday, and that will be Thursday, April the 9th. So that's next Thursday. So again, stay tuned. Go to Women About Biz, learn more about it. Also, I want to remind you that if you have not picked up your copy of The Girl's Guide to Building a $1 Million Business, please do so, because we are going to have a special off-the-air telephone conference just for this book. And I am going to be giving you a wonderful summary of the book and all of the things that I have learned and how it's actually helped me move my business to the next level. So if you haven't picked up your copy, make sure that you do. Amazon has this book on sale right now, so it's a great opportunity to pick it up. And of course, if you have a Kindle or a notepad reader, then you probably can get it for even less than you could the hard copy book as well. So stay tuned. I'm going to be sharing more information about how you can get your copy of the summary of Building a $1 Million Business by Susan Wilson Sullivan. I want to go right now, ladies, into our hot topic of today. I mentioned to you early on in the show that our theme this month is Women Making It Happen. Now, starting on next Monday, April 11th, I'll be honoring Women About Biz members who have stepped out of the box and stepped up to the plate of accomplishing their dream goals, okay? They will be sharing with you their challenges, their fears, and what they have accomplished and where they're headed to. And I'm excited about this because I know some phenomenal women who are all making it happen. And today I'm going to be sharing with you 7 ways to shift your business onto a successful path. And so I want you to mark your calendar for every Monday of this month, because I know that you're going to be inspired, and I know that your mind path is going to be transformed as you hear the stories of a lot of the women that I will be honoring, as well as learning some new resources, some new tips, and new ways of doing things. But what does it really mean to make it happen? Because I know that you may have heard that phraseology before. But what does it really mean to make it happen? Well, making it happen doesn't necessarily mean that you have already arrived. But what it does mean is that you are a woman on a mission. It means that you are ready to be authentic. You are ready to be transparent. It means that you are ready to make a commitment to seeing your vision through. It means that you have stepped out of the box and you are ready like never before to start accomplishing your dreams and your goals. You're ready to make it happen. And that's what making it happen is. It's a journey. It's a journey. And along that journey, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have obstacles. But you're also going to have positivity. You're going to have people helping you. You're going to learn all about being the best leader that you can be for your business. And that is what it is all about. I want to share something with you. I've been reading some really good books this past weekend, as I said before. And as I read a couple of books, what is required of you? Brad Sugars, which I really have become a big fan of his. And for those of you that are not familiar with Brad Sugars, he is the founder of Action Coach International. And he has a coaching certification program, and he also sells a franchise opportunity to individuals who are action coaches. And so I was reading his book this past weekend, and he said something that was, it was very, very profound. And I want to share it with you And he said, he was talking about really what is a business, right? What does a business really mean? And I thought about that question. He wanted you to answer the question for yourself. And then, of course, he gave you his answer. And I want you to hear what he said in his answer. He says, the definition of a business is a commercial, profitable enterprise that works without me. That's what the definition of it should be, a commercial, profitable enterprise that works without me. That's what a business is. And as I go into today's topic of sharing with you, you know, 7 ways to really start making it happen in your business, 7 ways to shift your business onto a successful path, I thought about that. I thought about that answer that he gave, that definition that he gave about what is a business. It is a commercial, profitable enterprise that works without you. And so I want you to answer that question right now for yourself. Do you have a commercial enterprise that works without you? In other words, if you were to get sick, if you were to take a vacation, if you were just to decide, I want to take 30 days off, what would happen in your business? Can it still function? Can it still run without you? And I will just be very transparent and say to you right now, for me, the answer would be no. My business can't run without me right now, but I am now setting up systems and putting systems in place for it to run without me, because I realize that that is one of the most important things that I can do as a leader for my company, and that is to build a business that works without me. When I do that, then I know I will have achieved a maximum success for my company, because it no longer is dependent on me, but it is a well-oiled running machine that is working without me. And I realized that that really should be the goal of every business owner. Nobody wants to have a glorified job, right? Do you? I know that I don't. And so I want to go ahead and give you 7 ways to shift your business onto a successful path. And that's not to say that many of you are not already on a successful path, but I think that these points will be helpful to anyone that desires to have a successful business. So here goes number 1 in the 7 ways to shift your business onto a successful path. Number 1 is to be authentic with yourself and your vision. Okay. Now, it's not enough just to have a business vision. Why? Because sometimes as women, we have a tendency to mimic and mock what we think is successful, and we have a tendency to adopt other people's dreams for our own, right? But when you're talking about your very own business and creating the success for that business, it's important for you to be authentic and truthful with yourself and make sure that your vision is based off of what you want, what you desire, what you want to experience, and nobody else. Because you're not going to work hard and drive that business like you need to if you're basing your vision off of everyone else's vision. If you're trying to adopt everybody else's dreams and goals, it's not going to happen for you, okay? So being authentic with yourself and your vision and keeping it real, being transparent is first and foremost most important as you travel on your journey to success, okay? Here's number 2. Create a CEO position description. Now, I've recommended this to a lot of women who tell me that this has been one of the most helpful pieces of advice, because a lot of the times as women, we run our businesses and we figured that we don't need a job description as the CEO because, you know, the business is not big. It's not one of those big corporate commercial structures, and we just don't see the need to do a job description, but you couldn't be more wrong. In order to grow big, you have to start small and then grow large, right? But you can't do that if you're unclear of what you should be doing as the CEO of your company. So what I want you to do is I want you to create a position as the CEO for your company. And you can easily go on Google. You can go on Monster.com. You can go on several other job boards. And what I want you to do is I want you to look up the job description for either a vice president or a CEO or a senior manager and try to look it up for your particular industry and take a look at what they're requiring of that individual and use that as a foundation, as a building board for creating your very own position description. Now, I'm going to let a lot of you know who are listening that this will open your eyes sometimes immediately, and you will begin to realize that you're not necessarily being the leader that you need to be. So I want to, first of all, just say to you, don't allow this to discourage you. Allow it to motivate you to become the leader that you need to be for your business. I think it's a wonderful thing when we can learn where we're not doing things correctly, because that gives us an answer. It lets us know that I now have something to aspire to. I now have something that I can work towards. Once I know what's wrong, I can then go out and research and figure out solutions to fix it, right? So that's what these seven things are supposed to do for you. They're not here to discourage you, but they are here to build you up, to lift you up, and to show you that there is an answer and a way to be successful. There is a system to it all. So I mentioned number one, be authentic with yourself and your vision. Number two, create a CEO position description. Very important. Here's number three. Number three is embrace the power of systems, okay? Now, there are several different systems that have to be played in a business, okay? You actually have to have a daily workflow system, right? And that's very important. But you also have to have a follow-up system. You have to have a networking system. You also have to have a customer service system, which is very, very important. In addition to a customer service system, you also have to have a communications system as well. Now, why is that? Well, you need a communication system because when you get a customer, which is the most important thing that you can have in your business, you want that customer to have repeat purchases with you. But the only way they're going to know what you have available is that you stay connected to them on a consistent level, right? And so the communication system piece is very, very important because it allows you, whatever system you create should allow you to stay in connection with your customers all the time and giving them special offers, special discounts. You should always look at that as a very, very important piece because remember, 80% of your business can indeed come from 20% of your customers. So that's very, very important. So again, some of the systems that I talked about you putting in place is a daily workflow system, a follow-up system, a networking system, a customer service system, a communication system, and yes, a marketing system is very, very important. And of course, a financial system, how you manage your money, how the money intake is processed. So systems are very important. And I have actually had a lot of business women to tell me that, well, I don't feel that I need to write things down and put them in a system because my business is not that big. And I'm noticing a lot of women, I would say they're almost belittling their businesses or taking away the value of even being in business by making statements like that. Because our whole goal is to grow. Our whole goal is to make money with our businesses. And so, again, I think it's very, very important that you be structured and that you have systems because that's what's going to help you to have a business. Remember when I gave you the definition of a business? Okay, a commercial profitable enterprise that works without you. Okay, well, it can't work without you if there are no systems in place for it to work through. And that is why embracing the power of systems is so important. But I want to point out a couple of things to you as well that you may have never thought about. Are you aware that we actually live in a divine system? Are you aware that our solar system, our atmosphere, our whole existence is based on a system? And are you aware that our bodies are based on systems? Okay, we cannot work without our bodies being able to flow through a system. Our blood flows through a system. Our heart works in a system. Our lungs, our kidneys, all of our major organs work in a system. And without having oxygen in this system that we live in, we would not even be able to survive. So we work in a system. And it's very interesting because God has laid out the divine system for us. He showed us that everything has a place. Everything has to work in a structured system. And so I want you guys to understand today, if you don't have systems in place for how your business is working, then it's going to be very, very difficult for you to become the leader of your business that you need to be. So embrace the power of systems, ladies. Here's number four. Number four is leverage the talents and knowledge of others. Many of you who are longtime listeners on Successful Woman Radio are members of Women About Biz have heard me talk about the importance of a power team. You've heard me talk about that. And I can't talk enough about how important it is for you to understand that you cannot be successful all by yourself. You must develop a team of people who know more than you, who can take over certain roles that you've been playing, who can help you get the work done a lot more efficiently, a lot faster, who can make it happen for you faster. Okay? Now, I know some of you are saying, well, you know, Trina, this sounds really good, but I don't have the money to pay all of those people. Well, guess what? You don't need a whole lot of money to pay all of those people, because having a power team doesn't necessarily mean that you have to hire employees full time. But what it does mean is that you need to be able to develop a relationship with individuals who can provide services and assistance to you when you need it. Okay. And for many of you, that means contracting other small business owners who do good service, provide good service, or who can help you with making your products. That's what you need to be able to do. So you need to sit down and you need to ask yourself, how can I start taking some of this pressure, some of this stress off of myself by leveraging the talent and knowledge of others? And then you need to make a list of who do you need on your power team. Who do you need? Do you need a graphic designer? Do you need a web designer? Do you need an attorney and a bookkeeper, an accountant? Do you need a virtual assistant? Do you need a receptionist, someone to answer the calls for you? So you need to make that decision of who needs to play a role. Do you need a content writer, someone who can write articles for your website? Because every time you go to write an article, you stand still and you procrastinate and you've been working on the same article for 90 days. So again, you have to determine that you are ready to start making it happen in your business. You have to determine that you are no longer going to be a woman on an island where you're the only one that's doing everything for your business. And, you know, I've had a lot of people in the past to ask me this same question, and that is, well, Trina, what if I don't even have a little bit of money to pay somebody? Or what if I don't have the resources are just not there, or I still need to set some foundational things going on my business? So this is what I want to say. From my own experience, I want to let you know that some of you may want to have provide your service on a national level. Some of you may want to sell your products on a national level. You may want to do a lot of things on a larger scale. But the name of the game in being successful in business is to start small and it gradually grow large so that your business won't pass you and cause you to be top heavy, meaning too many orders or too many people needing your service and not enough abilities to provide the service or make the product. So you don't want to be top heavy. So what I would recommend is that you scale back to the point of where it will allow you to set a really good foundation up under your business, and it will allow you to grow slow and correct some of the things that you should have corrected from the very beginning. Okay, so start small, grow large. And of course, again, as I said before, we all can still leverage the talent and knowledge of others. There are so many people out there that are willing to help, but of course, we don't know them and they don't know us. So we have to make ourselves known. Okay, we can find college students who are majoring in marketing to help us with some of the newest marketing trends, right? We can find individuals who are majoring in journalism that probably, you know, for a reference, wouldn't mind writing some articles for us. So there is a way. I think the most important thing is that in all things that you do, never look at the negative, but always keep yourself moving in the positive for what can happen. So again, number four was leverage the talent and knowledge of others. Number five, evaluate your business weekly. Now, measurement is something that I am one of the biggest fans of measurement because measurement allows me to see mistakes that could be happening in the future or mistakes or things that could be happening now. And it also allows me to see the good things that are happening that I need to do more of. So it's important for you to evaluate your business weekly. You need to take a look at your goals and ask yourself, am I accomplishing my goals? You need to look at how many leads you have generated for your business, right? You need to look at what your sales closure ratio is, and you need to ask yourself the question, am I accomplishing my task? Am I doing that? And then, of course, as you evaluate your business, you also need to look at your leadership skills, okay? Because after all, you created the company, and the company is dependent upon your strengths. And it's dependent upon whether or not you are the type of leader that can take it to the next level. So again, as you evaluate your business weekly, you need to be looking at your goals. Are your goals being accomplished? Lead generations? Are you getting leads? Are you do you have a good sales closure ratio? But let me just tell you one thing about the sales closure ratio. And this is very interesting because I think a lot of businesswomen also get this one confused as well. There is a difference between marketing and sales. Marketing is a system of attracting individuals to what you offer, whether it's a product or a service. Your goal is to create a system, to create campaigns that will lead people to you. In other words, they are attracted to what you have, they want some of what you have, or they're interested, so therefore they're going to take the bite and come straight to your front door. However, that is at the point that marketing is actually over. And then once they knock on your door and say, hey, I just read this information about your business, or I just heard about this, or someone else was using your product and I'd like to get some of your product, it's your responsibility to, at that point, start the sales process and close the sale. And this is where a lot of women are confused at on closing the sale. So what I want to encourage you to do is I want you to take a close look at how you are generating your leads. And I want you to take a look at when people do ask you questions about your products or your services, I want you to look at what your sales closing system is. Do you have one? Because a lot of the times I have had businesswomen to say to me, my marketing plan isn't working. And the first thing that I'm going to do as a consultant to determine whether someone's marketing plan is working or not is to look at, over a period of a few days, how many leads are being generated from their marketing campaign. And if I see that they are actually generating leads, then I automatically know that the problem is not with the marketing plan. The problem is with the sales and the closing. And that automatically, ladies, falls back in our laps. You have to strengthen your sales closure ratio. And a sales closure ratio is basically the number of individuals that actually become your customers as a result of you presenting and connecting with them and closing the sale. So, for example, if I have about 30 people that are generated leads every month, and out of the 30 people, I only get maybe about 10 of those individuals, okay, I may only have like a 30% closure ratio, a 20 to 30% closure ratio. However, I may get a 50% closure ratio if I am able to close the sale with 15 of those 30 people, right? And it may go up to 60% if I'm able to close about 20% of those individuals. Okay, or close 20 of those individuals. So again, I think it's very, very important for you to understand your sales closure ratio and the difference between you marketing your business and then closing the sale. And I think a lot of people will be surprised to know that the problem is not with the marketing as much as it is with closing the sale. So pay attention to that as you evaluate your business. And then, of course, accomplishing tasks is very important because you can list goals all day long, but unless you break the goals down and identify all of the to-do items that are necessary to accomplish the goal, it doesn't really mean anything now, does it? And then lastly, again, as you evaluate your business weekly, leadership. You need to always be asking yourself constantly, am I being the best leader for my company and how can I improve? What could I have done better? Here's number 6 in 7 ways to shift your business onto a successful path. Become a master of managing your time and your goals. And again, this really is all a part of leadership as well, because time in and of itself cannot be managed. But what we can do is we can manage ourselves. And each of us in this world are allotted 24 hours a day. And how we choose to conduct ourselves, what we choose to spend, the amount of time that passes our way, how we choose to spend that, it really dictates how successful we're going to be with our business, our dreams, and our goals. And so you have to become a master of how to manage yourself as time passes you by. How are you going to do that? For example, here we are already at the top of second quarter 2016, and you can but ask yourself, did I accomplish the goals I was supposed to do for first quarter? How much money is in my checking account? What were my financial goals? See, you can start asking yourself those questions and looking at that and realizing that maybe I did not manage my time in the way that I needed to. Maybe the very things that I thought were priority were not priority, okay? And then, of course, goal setting works right hand in hand with time management, because you need to become a master of both of these in order to start seeing things happen. If you are a gold member, by the way, at Women About Biz, we have a wonderful time management and goal setting audio class that you can easily take if you've missed our teleclasses in the past. And last but not least, number 7, it just goes hand in hand with what I talked about in our take control questions, which is allow the numbers to tell you the truth. Ladies, it's time for you to learn what numbers really mean in business. You need to understand what a projected cash flow means. You need to understand what a current cash flow means. You need to understand what a balance sheet is all about. And you need to understand what it means to break even in your company, okay? And one other thing that I think is very, very important is also understanding what your margin, M-A-R-G-I-N, what your margin is. Because a lot of the times women don't understand what these numbers are and how they can actually help you in your business. But believe me, they all can help you. And these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about as we present our April coaching program, Spring into Success for 2016. You're going to learn how to do a cash flow projection. You're going to learn how to find the margin of your business and what that actually means. And all of these 7 ways, we will be discussing these in our Spring into Success program. So again, I want to encourage all of you to think about that. At this time, what I want to go ahead and do, I have a couple of prizes that I want to give out. The first prize actually that I have is I have 3 open prizes for our Busy Woman Virtual Networking. Now, this is a networking all via teleconference. You'll absolutely love it. We have a lot of people that give us so much wonderful feedback and tell us how they enjoy it. But Busy Woman's virtual networking is literally all about networking via telephone. You get the opportunity to introduce your business. You get the opportunity to hear an educational topic. You also get the opportunity to have a copy of all of the participants that were participating in the networking event so that you can call them, introduce yourself, follow up with them. And so if you would like a free pass to our Busy Woman's virtual networking, please press star one on your phone at this time. Again, press star one on your phone and you will be able to get a pass. It doesn't matter where you are in the U.S. or Canada, you'll be able to get a pass. Okay, I see here that we have someone whose last four of your phone number is 4573. 4573, you are live on the air. Your name and the city you're in.
I'm Deborah Pound. Yay!
Union City,
Georgia.
Hey, Deborah.
Hello.
Okay, Deborah.
Yay!
How are you today? Okay.
I am wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay, Deborah, I've got you down, and you'll be
Thank
getting
you.
Information about it. You are welcome. Okay, and we have another person. The last four of your phone number is 3500. Please give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Rhonda Frost.
Hey, Rhonda, how are you today?
Hey.
Wonderful. You've just won a pass to our Busy Woman virtual networking.
Great. I'm going to give my pass.
Okay, wonderful. I'll make sure that someone else gets it. And, of course, that was Rhonda Frost, our national director of our Business Woman's Night Out. And we have another individual here. The last four of your phone number is 8349. You are live on the air. Your name and the city that you're calling from?
Clarissa, calling from Covington.
Hi, Clarissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
You've just won a pass to our Busy Woman's virtual networking event, and I will be calling you to get your email so that we can send you a coupon code, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. You are so welcome. Okay, ladies, we've got one more spot. If you would like to win a pass to our Busy Woman's virtual networking event, go ahead and press star one on your phone keypad, and you will be a lucky winner. Rhonda Frost, our National Director of Business Women's Night Out, just gave up her pass, so she wants to give it to a lucky individual. Here we go. I have someone here. Last four of your phone number is 8275. Go ahead, your first name and the city you're calling from.
Rotasha from Henry County or McDonough, Georgia.
Well, hi, Rotasha. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So you've won a pass to the Busy Woman's virtual networking. So you'll be getting that coupon code via email, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Trina. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Not a problem. Not a problem. And okay, I see one more person. I'm going to go ahead and extend a pass to this individual. Last four of your phone number is 3332. You are live on the air. Give us your name and the city that you're calling from.
Hi, Trina. This is Carolyn from Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Hey, Carolyn. How are you, sister?
I am just blessed and happy to be on the call today.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you have won a pass to our Busy Woman's virtual networking event, and you'll get a coupon code via email.
Okay. Thank you very much, Trina. Have a blessed day.
Okay, wonderful. So Deborah, Clarissa, Rotasha, and Carolyn, congratulations. You've all won passes to our Busy Woman's virtual networking event. I'm so excited about that. And again, I want to remind everyone to make sure you mark your calendar for the rest of this month, every Monday at 12 noon Eastern, as we honor Women About Biz, women who are making it happen. I'm so excited about that. I want you guys to have a productive and an abundant week. And don't forget, it's your responsibility to be the leader of your business and make it happen. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye. Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm.